Right now, Shell only has permission to do shallower drilling into non-oil-bearing rocks. The company submitted an application to the Interior Department on Thursday for permission to drill into deeper oil-bearing rocks. Climate change activists are pressuring the Obama administration to reject that application. The Fennica icebreaker hit a rock and tore a 3-foot hole in its hull when leaving Dutch Harbor for the Arctic on July 3rd. The icebreaker then sailed to Oregon for repairs, where protesters blocked its path for about a day and a half. Shell has to stop drilling by late September. Federal inspectors are on board both of Shell's Arctic rigs. Only one of them is actually drilling. It finished digging a 40-foot deep pit over the weekend for holding a blowout preventer. Another key piece of oil spill equipment, the capping stack, is on board the Fennica. Shell had planned to have two rigs drilling at once, but federal officials rejected that plan in order to protect walruses from widespread drilling noise. In Unalaska, I'm John Ryan.